Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 6th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, Facebook is finally starting to ship its dedicated Messenger app for the Mac through the Mac App Store. Previously, you could only access Facebook Messenger on your Mac through the web, but with this dedicated app, you'll be able to access it directly in your macOS dock. Facebook was planning to ship Messenger for Mac by the end of 2019, but that obviously didn't happen. Starting this week, however, the app is now available in at least a few regions, 3 months later than originally expected. As of right now, Facebook Messenger for Mac is available in France, Australia, Mexico, and Poland, but not yet other areas. This suggests that Facebook is using these countries to test Messenger for the Mac with a smaller subset of its users before releasing it for everyone. In terms of the actual app's functionality, Facebook appears to be following in the footsteps of Slack. That is, the app is built on Electron, not on Mac Catalyst. This allows it to be compatible with versions of macOS prior to Catalina. You do, however, get many of the same features as Messenger on other platforms, including video chat, file sharing, and more. But as for when exactly Facebook plans to roll out Messenger for the Mac in other countries, such as the United States, remains to be seen. Given that we're already 3 months behind schedule, though, hopefully it happens sooner rather than later. In other news, we've got a pair of coronavirus stories today. First off, Bloomberg reports that Apple has informed technical staff at retail stores that replacement iPhones will be in short supply for as long as the next 2 to 4 weeks. These are the iPhones that Apple gives customers when they bring in a device that is unable to be repaired, and the supply shortages are believed to be due to coronavirus and the effect that it's having on Apple's supply chain. So to combat this problem, Apple is telling technical support employees that they can mail replacement iPhones to affected customers once they're available, and provide loaner devices to ease the delays. But in addition to constraints for the replacement iPhones, Apple is also experiencing supply shortages of individual iPhone parts. When possible, Apple likes to replace individual parts rather than entire iPhone units. For instance, if you take an iPhone with a cracked screen into an Apple store, they will likely just replace the screen and then give you the same phone back. But now, because of coronavirus, Apple is apparently lagging behind in terms of iPhone part availability. So this might mean that Apple is unable to offer you an immediate repair if you take a broken iPhone to an Apple store. Next up, a report from CNBC says that Apple is taking a firm stance against coronavirus applications that aren't from recognized institutions, such as an official health organization or government. For the report, CNBC spoke to 4 independent developers who had applications related to coronavirus rejected from the App Store on iOS. The applications in question would have allowed people to see stats about which countries have had confirmed cases of the virus. In general, the apps use data from sources such as the World Health Organization. But citing a person familiar with the matter, CNBC says that Apple is looking at where the data comes from in these apps, as well as the developers themselves. So even if the app cites data from a trustworthy organization, but the app itself was developed by a non-recognized institution, Apple will likely reject it from the App Store. Apple is apparently telling these developers that only applications from official health organizations and governments will be approved. Apple's goal is to prevent misinformation, but critics might argue that applications using data from sources like the World Health Organization would help people be more aware of the ongoing situation. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9to5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of this Friday.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include a new Best Buy 3-day sale, which takes up to $300 off MacBooks, iPads, and accessories. One standout here is the latest iPhone 11 Smart Battery Cases on sale from $99. You can also save on MacBook Air, and don't forget that HomePod is currently $200 over at Best Buy. Another standout this weekend is Apple's TV show sale, which offers complete series for just $30. This is a great way to expand your library with some fresh content. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen every day. As always, it's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people discover 9to5 Mac Daily. I'd also like to thank Mac Stadium for their support of the show this week and making it possible for us to make 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. You can read all of the latest Apple news every day of the week on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.